Peter Schweitzer, Russian oligarchs holding assets for Putin probably have very embarrassing material on Hunter Biden. By Robert Krajicek on February 26, 2022. Peter Schweitzer, author of Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, speculated that Russian oligarchs may have embarrassing material on Hunter Biden. The problem is that we know that Hunter Biden has received millions of dollars from Russian oligarchs, some of whom are connected to Vladimir Putin, Schweitzer said on the Charlie Kirk Show with special guest host Alex Marlow. The most effective way you can hamstring Putin would be to put sanctions on Russian oligarchs, those that have massive holdings in the West. He continued, everybody who observes and follows Russia knows those oligarchs are holding money for Vladimir Putin. You need to seize the assets of those pro-Kremlin oligarchs that are operating out of London, the United States, Israel, Western Europe. President Joe Biden is unlikely to use punitive measures against Russian oligarchs' assets as his son is compromised by such figures, Schweitzer assessed. The problem is, I don't think we're going to slap sanctions on those people, because some of those people have done business deals with Hunter Biden. And they no doubt probably have very embarrassing material on Joe Biden's one and only living son, he stated. Schweitzer also remarked on globalization's impacts on Europe, given much of the continent's dependence on Russian energy exports. In contrast to how the phenomenon was marketed to the public by architects of and advocates for globalist institutions. He remarked, the whole premise behind globalism was, if we are engaging in trade and commerce, these sorts of semi-rogue or rogue countries like Russia or China will become more wedded towards us, they'll become less aggressive. Actually, the opposite has happened. Greater integration of Western states with authoritarian governments has contributed to growing authoritarianism in the West as opposed to liberalization of states like China and Russia, Schweitzer held. Globalism has failed, Schweitzer emphasized. Look at the situation in Europe right now. So the idea is, we are going to wed Russia to Europe by setting up these gas pipelines and creating this lucrative European market for Russia. The theory is that this is going to mean Russia's not going to want to invade, because they don't want to lose the market. The opposite has happened, Europe does not want to give up Russian gas. It has not deterred Russia. It has deterred the weak European democracies from taking strong action when they need to. So you know, they send a couple of helmets to Ukraine rather than military equipment, because they don't want to have the gas shut off, or now they say, we are going to delay the Nord Stream pipeline, which, by the way, isn't supposed to be certified till this summer anyway. So all that this globalism has done is given these autocrats, these authoritarians, leverage over these weak, vassal democracies in the West that are fearful of doing anything offending these powers. Globalism has not only failed, it's ended up doing the opposite of what it was supposed to do. Schweitzer has previously warned of undocumented globalization's facilitation of international corruption via foreign governments' procurement of influence over U.S. affairs through establishing financial relationships with the children and family members of American politicians and other elites.